kerosene lamps. Now, to their amazement, they have this electricity. It would truly be magic to them. Now, I want you to imagine if you've just, I don't know, maybe purchased a microwave oven that has a sensory touch. Just the energy coming from your finger will activate the switch, and it would cook a hot dog faster than you could pour a glass of milk. We stand and we look at those things, even when we're using them when we're alone. And we laugh, and we think, wow, you know. Meaning, it's not able to talk to us, it's not able to laugh with us, but we're amused by this concept. Well, this couple, I would imagine, would go over and they'd touch the switch. Remember, light to them was fire up to that point. And they're amazed that it doesn't burn them. And they just flip the switch. The light's gone, it's dark again. I would imagine they'd look at this. You go, wow, isn't that something? Think of it. Try and experience this in your mind. They have never, ever seen anything like this before. They'd do it together, and then when they were alone, they'd wander over and they'd flip that switch again. See, their expectation would be that of fire, and every time they get near light, they expect it to be burned. But now they're finding that this doesn't burn them. It's much better to read by. They had a book. They could sit and they'd read it so much easier with this new light than they would have with the old. Well, you know, electricity is very, very much like this power that we use in many respects. If you're going to work with electricity, you must work from a higher to a lower potential. Any engineer, any electrician will be quick to tell you that if you attempt to work from a lower to a higher potential, you'll get no use out of the electricity. Certainly no positive use. They'll also tell you that electricity can cook a person's dinner or it can cook the person. And the truth is, we have used it for both on occasion. You can use the electricity to freeze food, or you can use electricity to fry the food. It can be used one way or another. One day, after this elderly couple had become used to this new concept, and they can turn the light on without any fear of being burned, and they're used to these little 8-candle powered bulbs, a traveler knocks on their door. The traveler is holding a light bulb. And he's saying, those little bulbs are no good anymore. There's not enough light from them. The illumination, it's limited. What you really need is one of these 60-candle powered bulbs. Those little 8-candle powered bulbs are really next to useless. The elderly couple, of course, doesn't really know what the traveler's talking about. Why, he said, you know that one of these bulbs would illuminate this room to a greater degree than all of these bulbs put together. He said, let me show you. And he goes around and he loosens all the little bulbs but one. Then he takes the one remaining bulb that's burning and he takes it right out of the socket and he puts in the 60-candle powered bulb and wham, to their amazement, that entire room is illuminated like daylight. They have difficulty believing that so much light could come from one bulb. Now I want you to imagine that traveler attempting to tell that elderly couple that the magic is not in the bulb, that the power had always been there. They'd say, oh, no way, the magic's in the bulb. You go back to the electrician or the engineer,